The Front Row Back Row podcast is a show where two grad school buddies discuss physical therapy entrepreneurship. I help guide a company to an eight-figure exit, and I'm now starting my own mobile company. Brian grew his mobile practice to four clinics, and he's now doing $1 million in revenue. Join us as we help you grow your own business. Hello and welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast. My name is Dr. Owen Campbell, and with me as always is Dr. Brian Wolf, and together we are PhysioGrowth. So today we are going to be talking side hustles, like pretty much every freaking PT podcast on the face of the earth. but the reason that we are talking about this is, and a lot of our longtime listeners know, is that we are both entrepreneurs, right? I spent a while not being an entrepreneur. I work for somebody. Brian basically started right out being an entrepreneur. And one of the things that we always encourage is we want people to, you know, hey, it's a never bad thing if you really feel like you can do it and you know what you're going up against to be an entrepreneur. But a lot of PTs, they don't want that commitment, or they're just trying to figure out, am I an entrepreneur? And a lot of people are hitting a wall. So this is what happened to me. I was a valued member of an organization, like much of us are when we're working for someone else. And what they basically told me was, you're too expensive, and the reimbursement rates that we are getting, you have to see more patients to earn more money, right? So I was kind of faced with the dilemma of, I'm pretty much capped. If I want to treat the way that I want to treat, it was hard for me. Now, I was a high earner, right? I was management experience. I had a lot of stuff going for me that other people usually don't, but there is a cap that any business owner is going to be able to pay somebody. So a lot of people go to side hustles. So today we're going to talk about some of the good ways that we think, at least, that, you know, have either worked for us in the past, or that we have employees that have given them a nice kind of side income. Some of them are PT, right? Just work for somebody else, work for yourself, whatever. Others can be kind of off the rail. So, Brian, what are some of the things that you've seen that would be good side hustles for somebody, or maybe just, you know, advice you give to somebody thinking of starting a side hustle?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you know, in that capacity, and just talking about it, here's what I always think is kind of funny, right? It's hard for me to sit here and just like say, hey, here's this side hustle and this side hustle, and we'll do it. Like, I'm going to do that with you, right? But the reality to all you fucking morons who are listening to this and then don't realize that me saying all these different things is just treat more patients is ridiculous, right? Like, that's the thing that kind of
tag within 2 minutes.
I know. That's the thing. That's the thing that's frustrating. Like, and again, I apologize if that's weird, but the reality of the situation is all the side hustles that you're going to hear on all the things that revolve around, like, oh, you get a PRN job at this place or a PRN job at that place, or go do get a client, see them on the side with cash and blah, 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 blah. It's just seeing more. Well, now you're getting into another career. You're either going to see more patients, or you're going to figure out different. Like, that's the thing. Like, when we talk this thing about side hustles, I want to actually be a little different than every other fucking podcast that talks about this, because the reality of the situation is every side hustle will be like, here's a way you can see more patients this way, and here's a way you can see more patients that way, and here's a way you can see more patients this way. Yeah, go get a PRN job in like 9 different things, right? Go see more. If people see more patients in my clinic, I would pay them more money. Like, it's that simple. I think the thing that people got to figure out is their why, right? Like, they got to figure out, okay, I want to make more money. Okay, cool. So why do you want to make more money? Is it for a better lifestyle? Is it for a better X, Y, or Z, or blah, blah, blah? Is it more fun things on the weekend? What is it for? Now, once you figure that out, and I think that's more of it, is like, hey, man, instead of what's the better side hustles, what are the different whys that people would want more money in our profession, right? Let's do that, Owen. What's like, what do you think are the more common reasons for why people want to make more money?
Well, I think, right, on day one, it's paying off your student loans, right? I think that a lot of people, and especially if you're online a lot, I think a lot of the conversation around side hustles is almost always driven by people who haven't paid off their loans yet, right? And to be fair, $50,000 a year when, oh, by the way, one of those years, all you're doing is clinical internships and they call your CI once every 6 weeks. Like, that's a great $50,000 down the toilet.
Yeah, don't give me, there's another podcast idea we could talk about.
We won't start on that.
There's Brian, the robbery. the robbery that is physical therapy school. But let's go.
We were getting robbed in an East Coast private school 15 years ago. My God, the state schools are killing them now.
I first think
it's just necessity, right? They have a high rent, high cost of living city. They just went through all this work. They want it. They're either from a high cost of living city or want to live there when they're young. And they also have student loans. So just the sheer numbers of it. They're just looking to say, how the hell do I get more? Right.
Yeah.
Let's
start there. I want to pay off debt and I want to get a little ahead out of school. In my space of those people, right? Go see more patients. Mm-hmm. And before you say, and what I would do is in that side hustle is I would go find out, hey, what's the best way that I can maximize seeing more patients? Yeah. A lot of people, you and I were talking about this pre-show, a lot of people, I think what happens is think, oh, cash physical therapy is awesome. And right out of school, what they're doing is they're saying, like, well, within a few years, jumping into cash PT. That is not something I would recommend, because the answer is you do not have the chops to do that. I know somebody who just left who, quite frankly, was doing the wrong treatment for somebody, and they don't even realize the person's re-injured. And so I was literally reviewing a case of this person, she left our clinic, right? She was treating this person and doing some exercises. And I was like, why are they doing those exercises? Why? That doesn't make any sense. And then sure enough, I'm listening to the next issue. And I'm like, this issue resulted because the rehab wasn't done properly. That person is now a cash physical therapist. So here's the problem. A lot of people are saying, let me go to cash PT. And you got to compete with Owen now. Owen, who's got 15 years experience in OCS, who knows what the hell he's doing, right? Yep. So guess what? You're going to struggle. So when you're like, my practice isn't growing, I don't know what's going on, and you're implementing all the systems, the marketing, the blah, blah, the business stuff, and it's not really growing properly, that might actually be that your quality of care is not very good. Now, I would say a lot of this podcast, we're talking about the business side, is that the quality isn't good. Now I'm going off on a tangent with the cash PT side. But yep. This is what I think a lot of people do is, oh, let me go take some cash PT stuff on the side. But they're not a very good physical therapist. So what I would say is if you're in that first like 5 years of experience, go get some PRN jobs at other places, or talk with your current employer and say, hey, if I see more patients on Saturdays or outside my hours, can I make a little extra money, time and a half, blah, blah. Yeah, like that's a great option. Like you could do that and you can make more money that way. And guess what? You get a lot of mentorship and you get a lot of experience that way. For that person, I would recommend as a quote unquote side hustle, a PRN or somebody. And a lot of people, it's funny because I think the problem with some of these like quote unquote PRN things as well is people just are chasing the money. So in their first 5 or so years, they're muddled as to what they want to do. I'm always impressed. I'll tell you an example. I'm always impressed now. I work with this PTU. She's super cool. She works at New York City Football Club with me, went through the sports residency. She's just very super laser focused and knew exactly what she wanted to do. Went from college, sports residency. Now she's landed with an MLS job. She's like, this is what I want to do. And to me, I was like, cool the way she did that. Like she knew what she wanted to do. I think she's in the minority. I think the vast majority of people don't know what they want to do. By the way, her side hustle, this to your point about this, she is a really good photographer. So she's like, I've done weddings, I've done videography. You don't hear that a lot. I said, hey, you know what I have a need for? Someone who knows how to shoot pictures of PTs treating patients. I could really use that for advertising. She was like, oh, done. I can do that for you. I was like, and who am I going to hire that's better? I'm going to find her all the time. So if you've got a skill like that, like, you know, again, let's do another one because I think now we're going to get into the next level. But anyway, that's what I would do for that scenario. So do another one.
That's where I think that, you know, you got to keep your career in focus, right? Where work at a job where you think you're going to grow in that particular part. So for you, sports or geriatrics, whatever, right? But then, for PRN, if all you're trying to do is like make ends meet, my God, when I first started my business, I took some PRN shifts, $65 an hour at a workers' comp clinic. Right?
Yeah.
Not bad, right? I'll take that. That's the just look for the highest paying thing. I think that
take the highest paying thing. Well, that will also I'm going to say this, you know, again, take the highest paying thing that will actually teach you some skills that ultimately are going to be beneficial for you in the future. That's probably the best side hustle. That, by the way, that's an overarching theme when you ask me that. What are some examples of side hustles? Some great examples of side hustles are take on side hustles that are going to help give you more knowledge. Mm-hmm. More knowledge will help you leverage it down the road, right?
Well, and I've seen I've seen some advice too out there that they say, like, well, do a side hustle that you don't care about, right? And it's a way of launching your cash practice, right? Where you know you're going to be an entrepreneur and you take it so that you don't feel bad leaving it, right? You don't feel bad doing that. And I think that's a great thing for a more experienced therapist. Like, that's what I did. 15 years out, I had my skills. I felt very confident in orthopedics. I kind of took stuff I didn't care about. But I agree with you. If you're a new grad, that can be tough because you only have so many at bats, right? Yeah. And you can't get more at bats typically, or that much more at bats. You can't leverage, you know, your experience. You can't get experience faster, right? So, you know, your early career is really important. And that's the other thing too, is typically most early PTs, now some it's their second career, but most early PTs, their biggest asset is time. So what do? You lever that, right? Now, I think now going on, like if you're talking about maybe a PT who's a little bit more experienced, a little bit more comfortable in treating, they don't feel as overwhelmed by just, you know, treating patients. I like that photographer idea, man. I think that
now you're getting into, yeah.
I think a lot of people have other things that can be businesses or even just, I mean, business, but you know, okay, a photographer is a business, but she's not like, you know, in every JCPenney, like she'll do things for friends, things like that. But it's a way for you to get out of that burnout state, right? Because everyone's always talking about, oh, I'm so burned out. Well, doing more PT is probably going to burn you out more. You can be creative. You can do things like that. Or you can learn a new thing. Like, let's say you save up a little bit of money after you did pay off your student loans, and now you're in real estate investing. I know a few PTs that what they do on the side is they work a 9-to-5 for somebody, and they just do a bunch of real estate investing. Right. And they're really, because they're really good with like a hammer and a nail, they can fix every sink they want, you know, so they never have to hire a property management company. So things like that, I think, are interesting ways of kind of diversifying, quote unquote, side hustles that you have to plan a little bit for. Right. Cause you have to understand a whole new industry. So like your example, she liked photography, but I'm willing to bet when she goes home, she's not listening to PT podcasts. She's listening to photography podcasts, right?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet, you know, the guy who wants to do real estate is reading about real estate investments, not reading about rotator cuffs, you know? And there's a lot of, God, I'd probably say 80% of PTs, that's what they do, is they have some other interest that drives them. So find a way to monetize it.
That's where I was going to go with the side hustle side of it. Cause every other PT podcast is going to talk about some sort of side hustle, but the reality of what could be is what are the things that you love to do and how could you lever it into a paid skill? Right. Mm-hmm. Because I think I personally think, and we were talking about this, I think there's a lot of cash PTs out there that are not doing a good job. And a lot of it, and what I mean by not doing a good job is that they're not making a lot of money and they're probably thinking, well, why not me? What's going on? This is my problem, blah, blah, blah. I'm in this mentorship thing, whatever. And the reality of it is if you're sort of half in, half out, that's the problem, right? Yeah. So we talk about this photography thing. That's something that could be a huge niche where she's like, oh, I could do some weddings. I could do this, make an extra 10, 15, 20K. And then she also loves this other thing that she's doing. And so that's the piece. You talked about a friend. I know you had a friend who had a betting podcast, right? Who started making some money, right? And that's not even the physical therapy world. He was doing something else. He just liked the idea of fantasy football and sports and this and that. So he just created a betting one, right?
Yeah.
And so that's the thing is, like, if you think about what is your passion that you're doing outside of physical therapy, if it aligns with physical therapy, cool. If it doesn't align with physical therapy, cool. All right. Well, then, like, what's the next step in how that all works and how do I monetize that? That's the side hustle that you
well in every under do. Other we're one of the only industries where there is a like a monopoly, not a monopoly, but basically like a cartel of payers, right?
Yeah.
Like Medicare, and then below that everybody's within like 10 15 20 bucks, right? On a per hour basis, right? You know, photography, if you get good at it, do bougie weddings, $1 million weddings, you're making a For lot sure. more than 60 bucks an hour, right?
For sure.
You know, and she has to be good. And, you know, I'm not going to like discount, like, you know, people who rise to the top of any profession, but the benefit of doing that, especially, you know, rentals and things like that, is that you can step up to the plate and you can hit 5 grand slams if you get one thing right. You know, whereas in PT, you can only really get 4 runs every time you step up to the plate, because even in cash, I mean, like we talked about in a previous episode, there's not that many people out there willing to pay more than $300 for a cash session, right?
Yeah.
So that funnel, that pyramid gets pretty tight at the top too. So these are the things that I think that there are very, very smart people who have made it through PT programs. And I think they get very frustrated in the fact that they want to be able to do cool stuff and, you know, all the different learning opportunities they had in school. And then all of a sudden, basically someone says, so reimbursement rates are basically your life now. Have fun in 35 years. And they're all just like, what the hell?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I agree. And I think Owen, to your point, like Owen, you always had, like I've known Owen talked about the way he introed this and like how he's like, we're entrepreneurs. I actually like from me and Owen, we always talked about business. Remember that? Like we'd have conversations out of 6 months out of school and even in school, like talking about business, physical therapy and that kind of stuff. So we knew we had interests in the business world, in physical therapy, but also like in the health sector. So it just naturally kind of came together to want to like open up a business. But if someone's
this is for not to cut you off, but for me, this is like being a baseball fan and then getting a call from the Yankees. Like what baseball fan would just love to do the thing that they like, right? Yeah. So that's what really pushed me over the top to be an entrepreneur is I was like, I'm reading all this stuff. I'm interested in all this stuff. Wouldn't it just be cool to do my own, you know? So I don't want to say like I'm kind of a nerdy entrepreneur, but like, not everyone has to go into entrepreneurship.
Yes. That's kind of where I wanted to go with this whole episode was the reality. I think that so many people is they think that if they aren't making a certain amount of money as a salary or they're not doing something like, you know, 9 different side hustles to bring it together, it's like they're failing. No, failure is being locked into a job that you hate and that you don't want to do. And then you're a slave to the lifestyle because you got to make that salary to keep up with it. And I see that
you entrepreneurs, half of entrepreneurs are that
100%. That's why 80% of businesses don't get sold. Right. Yeah. It's because ultimately what ends up happening is they're just working to death to try and make enough money to upkeep their life. Right. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about this concept of like the side hustle, for me personally, if I were to do any side hustles, I mean, I don't need one, but because I love what I'm doing. By the way, I do a bunch of different stuff, but it all involves physical therapy and some capacity because I love physical therapy. But one of the things I would probably do is I'd probably go into like remote sales, or I'd probably go into some form of digital marketing because that's also a passion that I found out through my current life as a physical therapist. So, you know, for me, I know like it's funny because I've used this. We've talked about AI. AI automation would be something I know I'd be baller at selling. And so from that perspective, like I would do it while also doing physical therapy. So many people are like, let me jump from PT and do this. Then I can always jump back. It's like, but you could also like dip your toe in because I think that once you're kind of in, that's when people start panicking because like, oh crap. I got to make money now to pay my mortgage or pay this lifestyle or go to this place or blah, blah. It's like, no, like just dip your foot in, make some more money. It's the same exact concept of like, just work a little bit harder and make more before you jump.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? And there's no reason to jump. Like, the coolest thing would be if you're making enough money doing one thing and then making a lot of money doing the other thing and you're just making a lot of money. Like that's cool too. Doing the things you love to do. So find the things you love to do and it won't feel like work. It'll be fun and you'll want to be doing it outside of what you're doing. You've just monetized a hobby and a fun part of your life.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I wouldn't be a good PT if I would encourage people to get out of the profession, but it is also a very kind of safe gateway to make that jump. I mean, there's a post online that I responded to where the guy's like, hey, what are all these PTs going into sales? And there's a sales manager on there. He's like, you know how many calls I get a day of like PTs who just hate their job, but they don't want to actually do anything to jump into the hard ass world of like medical device sales? He's like, I have to turn almost all of them away because all they just want to do is do like 2 or 3 hours of sales. And I have to tell them it's like a 50 hour a week job. Right. And you will get fired if you have a bad quarter. And he's, you know, that's where I say, hey, maybe do something where you're selling something, right? Like what you're talking about, where, hey, I did some marketing stuff for a friend or I did whatever. And then you can be like, dude, all I'm thinking about is marketing and not PT. I'm ready to go. Let's take 60 grand a year for 2 years because I want to make 250 in sales. You know, these are the things that, you know, when we talk about burnout, Brian and I probably work 50, 60 hours a week. It's not about time, you know, it's about passion. I mean, so
people ask me all the time, they ask me, how's it going? Like what's happened is the 50, 60 hour weeks feel like they're light weeks. Those weeks I've worked 100, you know, 80 hour weeks. Like that's a norm. Yeah. I'll work all day Saturday. I'll work all day this Sunday. I'll work all day this week. You know what I mean? Like it's not a, and in between there, I got kids. So that's even harder than my job. So in terms of, you know, for those of you who have kids,
very supportive life.
Exactly. So the reality of the situation is it's like, you know, it's working and, you know, I'll play softball probably 1 hour this week. There's my one time away from my family and work. So
there you go.
Think about the concepts of like side hustles. And I'm sorry if I came off aggressive calling everybody morons. That's not what I meant. But my point being, you know what it is, buddy?
You're the sales guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The bottom line is, and what I meant by the moron comment was, don't be tricked by social media. Don't be tricked by podcasts. Don't be tricked by the stuff saying, here's the side hustles you could do in physical therapy that are so effective and tactical. Mm-hmm. Think about what you love to do and think about how to build the skills, because that will ultimately build the career that you want. That's how you can actually get better. And to me, there's so many people who are probably listening to this podcast, to your point, that are upset and scared and not happy with their job. And oh my God, it's the next 30 years of my life, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry. There's a million different things you can do. Talk to your boss, talk to other people, try and figure out what you love to do. Like, one of my passions of why we started, and again, here's the plug for Physio Growth. One of the reasons why we started Physio Growth was not really a monetary reason. It was to talk with people who are trying to find a better way to better their life in some capacity in their work life. Work-life balance is a concept that means I hate my work and I love my life. The concept of what I've always thought about with work-life balance is all of it is connected in my world, right? Like my work and my life and my kids and all those things, like it's all connected. My kids come to my clinics. My kids go to my gyms. Like they would be involved in all my stuff. Like they are that, right? I you know, my friends come to my places. My friends, I've treated my friends. Like I'll treat different people. We talk about on the week, like we talk about on the weekends, like how is work? Like what I actually think is interesting is our friends, and Owen knows some of them, that I'll say when I feel uncomfortable asking you how's work going, that's a problem. Like that's something. If you think, hey, when people, I get uncomfortable, people ask me about work, or I think I make people feel uncomfortable when they ask me about work, that's how you know you need to make a change. It has nothing to do with money, by the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's where the whole premise of this side hustle freaking podcast came from in my mind. Dude,
I could totally tell before I made the move how many people didn't want to unleash the complain train from me.
Owen knows one of my best friends who I'm not really forward about listening to this podcast because I don't think he ever will. Like, whenever we hang out, I don't want to ask him and his wife about how work's going because I know they hate their jobs. I know they'll go into the facade of like, yeah, it's great, I love it, blah, 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 blah. I know they don't like it. I know they don't because in the real world of it all, you know, me and Owen know these people deeply. It's like and by the way, what ends up happening is when you are talking about how excited you are about work and the things you're doing, blah, blah, usually those people just don't want to be around you anymore and you don't want to be around them because now you can't talk about the thing you're loving to do. So anyway, those side hustles and things can be amazing parts of your life that you can make more money that you're excited about, right? And the way that they become the hustle is if they overtake your passion for physical therapy. But I also think, to Owen's point, they can really push off your burnout around physical therapy. So if you are interested in any of your learning about the stuff and how to create side hustles and the skills to do so, physio-growth.com, come check us out and be a part of our community.
Brian was already thinking about that plug right at the end.
I was.
All right.
I was.
All right.
If you like this podcast,
we love you for it.
if you love this podcast and already haven't unfollowed me because I called you a moron, please tell your friends, tell your family, any PTs, it's how we can grow. Appreciate
it. You're a lovable, you know what. All right.
Exactly.
See you guys. Adios. Yeah.